Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric Heckman is right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he has been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. You might be asking questions like, how much do I need to save, or where do I need to save it, or is it even going to last as long as I need it to? We know saving is a good start, but you need to do more than just save. You need an income strategy. And that is why Eric is here today. He's going to be talking about that. Here's the phone number you need to remember, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Call that number for a complimentary appointment with Eric. Also, you can find him online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, and this is one of those times where, you know, you see all this stuff in the media and talking about inflation and things, you know, starting to head back up. And then, of course, the Fed says, oh, there's not really inflation, but maybe there might be. And, you know, so that's one of the things that to start thinking about. And then, you know, we keep seeing all these highs in the stock market and, you know, things get kind of crazier and crazier in terms of risk levels and optimism that, I mean, there was a Wall Street Journal article a couple weeks ago about 17.5% was what people expect to earn in the stock market going forward.
Really? What?
Yeah. Which, you know, well, in 2019, that was 10. So that just kind of gives you a clue as to how crazy things have gotten. And then, of course, you look at the real estate market, which is basically being blown up by low rates and high stock market stuff. So all these things could change in an instant. And, you know, it's kind of like that old joke where the guy was standing on top of his roof because the place was flooding and a boat comes by. He says he's waiting for, you know, sign from God. And then, and then a bigger boat comes by and says, no, I'm waiting for a sign from God. Then the helicopter comes by waiting for a sign from God. And yeah, and then he passes away, meets God, and he goes, God, why didn't you save me? He says, I sent you, you know, small boat, bigger boat, helicopter. Those were all the signs. And I think kind of this is the time to be starting to go, okay, what happens is if things do change? What if we stop this, you know, this nice roll we've been on since really 2010, and things go back to maybe more like the 2000 decade or other decades, right, where things are a little bit more bouncy. So, yeah, I think that's one of the things that we're going to talk about more today is, you know, how do you make sure all this money lasts and you're going to have it for the rest of your life?
How do we make sure that we're going to be on track to meet all of our goals and to have it last the rest of our lives?
Well, you know, it's just like if you're driving down the freeway and, you know, I think pretty much all of us nowadays have a, you know, GPS system in our car or on our phone at least. And, you know, we're checking and looking at that, making sure we're going the right direction and headed the right course. And that's how you figure out where you're going to go nowadays, right? I mean, you don't do it that much by memory anymore, or, you use the devices, right? And, you know, that's really what you have to be doing for retirement. You need to have an income plan. You need to have a written income plan, something that you can actually go back every year and say, okay, let's check in with the GPS. Where am I at? You know, am I on track? Am I getting closer, farther? And with taxes, with inflation, with medical costs and retirement correctly calculated in, all those things. Once you have all that in there, it's pretty easy to know if you're on track or not. But without some sort of tool, without some sort of way to measure it, I don't know how people would figure it out.
So, Eric, Fidelity gave us some savings guidelines, and I wondered if you could share those with us, because there might be some useful benchmarks.
I mean, you know, benchmarks are just that, right? You know, we'll see how accurate, but, some of the things are, you know, you should have at least 6 times your annual salary saved up by the time you're 50. By your time you're 60, it should be 8 times that, and 67 is the new full retirement age for anybody who's born from 1960 and after. And so they're saying by age 67, you should have at least 10 times the equivalent of your salary, which, you know, that may be good, but, you know, I actually think you probably need, sadly, more like almost 20 at retirement.
Oh, wow.
Just to be very, very, you know, safe and have a, you know, a nicer retirement. Now, of course, it depends on your spending level, your standard living. There's lots of things, but, those are probably aren't bad rules of thumb to have, but it is kind of scary because when you look at how much the balance on typical people in retirement, you know, or getting close to retirement, it's pretty low. I mean, I saw one study that said, I think people around age 60 or 65 were, you know, had like $200,000 saved up.
Right.
Wow. You know, so if that was, I don't think that was 10 times their salary, that's for sure.
No, that's the thing that scares me. Yeah. Eric, my question to you, I guess, would be, is there some sort of a tool that we could all look at to see that, you know, we are on the right track?
Yeah, so one of the great things we've developed here is a checklist, and it's kind of like a, almost like a quiz, I guess, but it's kind of both, right? And so you can see how close you are, or what areas you've taken care of, and what areas you haven't. Now, you know, some things may not be as appropriate if you're already retired. Some of that stuff obviously doesn't maybe quite apply, but now if you want to get a copy of that checklist, it's really easy. All you have to do is text the word list to 800-454-1184. Again, just text the word list, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Isn't that awesome? There's something that you can get in your hands today. All you have to do is text the word list to the phone number 800-454-1184. So everybody has the questions, the same questions. How much should you have saved for retirement, or where should you save it? Can you make sure that's going to last as long as you need it to? These are questions that you're probably having if you're getting close to retirement. And once again, how would you answer that for us, Eric?
Well, you have to know how much you're going to need for retirement. So how much are you spending today? So take your last 12 months bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. You know, that's how much you're spending. And then what we want to do is look at that along with, you know, the stock market risks. You know, what is that risk to your retirement? So what's the market volatility, potential tax increase, healthcare stuff? Look at how you can generate income, like those steady income options I was mentioning, some guaranteed income for life options. How do you make sure you keep that standard of living? And while costs we know are going to go up. And so one of the things that we do here is we actually do that income analysis. We do that as part of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's something we do for you. Right now, we've been, during these COVID times, we've been waiving the fee. So what we do is we set up a 15, 30-minute phone call just to find out what your worries are, what your concerns are. And then from there, we'll set up a total analysis telling you where you are on that GPS, where you're headed, and where you're going. And we'll tell you the good and bad. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do things on your own. But we will give you at least that information so you know you're at least headed the right direction. So again, if that's something you want, if you want to take control of your financial future, you really want to make sure that you know that you're on the right course, you know, take some of my time. Let's talk real quick and find out what's going on. All you have to do is text the word visit to set up a time. Text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, but we're not done yet. We'll be right back with more.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in all kinds of ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things like that. Eric is here to guide you. So there's a blogger, and he's called Financial Samurai. He raised some eyebrows recently when he laid out some stark numbers that he thinks retirees are going to need to save. He is saying $8 million is what we need to accumulate, Eric. And here's his math. It says, figure out your annual expenses, your desired annual expenses, and then multiply those by 200. Planning for $40,000 a year means you need to have $8 million. Now, that's pretty crazy to me. Do you think that's a little too high to aim?
Yeah, it sounds like very bizarre math, actually, because, I mean, on $8 million, that should be putting off $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
At 5%, and that's not even talking about taking out principal and such. So, yeah, I don't think the numbers are that high. I don't exactly get what he was doing there, but, you know, really, that is always an often asked question, though, is what, how much do I need to have saved for retirement? And the answer is, I can't tell you, because it depends on what you like to do. I mean, I had a client several years ago who, you know, started working with me, and she just wanted to do a little bit of planning, and we looked at her stuff, and she'd already paid off her house. She'd pretty much only gardens and does stuff at the house, and, you know, doesn't really like to travel because she had to travel for work. And so she could live on like $2,000 or $3,000 a month pretty much, and, you know, be fine. And there's other people that I'm barely getting by because I only have $10,000 a month, you know. So it's very different depending on your standard of living, right? And what you're planning on doing and so forth. So it's always nice to have some sort of goal, but the problem is if you reach your goal and it's a bad goal, right? So it used to be like $1 million sounded like so much money, right? Now, you know, you look at that and you kind of go, well, you know, it depends on how much you're getting from Social Security and other sources. It may not be quite enough. You might need to, you know, have more like two or three. So, again, it really depends on where you're living, what the cost of living is, right? What's your standard of living? So I think it's a little bit better to plan on how much income can I be taking out. So just run your monies out and see if you're getting enough income, and then you know you're good, but not be focused on that dollar number as much.
Right. So the rules of thumb, like the 4% rule of thumb, and I guess he was trying to figure like a 0.5% rule of thumb. I don't know what he was trying to do. But anyway, those we don't necessarily have to rely on. But how do you help someone figure out that strategy for taking their withdrawals from their accounts? Walk us through that, please, Eric.
So really, the only way to really do it is run your numbers out with an income plan. So an income plan sounds simple, but, and there's a lot of stuff probably online you can find, but, you know, as you're getting closer to retirement, probably I'd say 5 to 10 years away for sure, that's when you need a really detailed income plan. And really what the income plan should say is, okay, I've got all these different types of money, right? So I've got normal dollars in my bank account or maybe my investment account. I've got 401k, IRA dollars. Those are all taxable, right? Then Social Security. Well, that may be only 85% taxable, not state taxable, depending on your state. And so there's all these different types of monies, you know, Roth IRA, tax-free, right? So there's all this stuff. And so how do you do all this very easily? Well, you know, you need some decent software to really run that and show you, okay, how's that money going to be coming out after tax? And then also, what's my inflation going to be? And, you know, there's a couple of things. A lot of times people say, oh, we have to inflate, you know, your money all by, you know, this certain rate, or it's going to double over this period of time. But some things don't change. The main one, your mortgage. You know, if you refinance a mortgage and it's locked in for the next 20 or 30 years, there's no inflation on that. So in a way, it actually gets cheaper. So really what you have to do is kind of run the numbers. Don't have to get super, super massive analytical down to, you know, how much do you spend on coffee every week or, you know, something like that. I'm not a big fan of getting that detailed. But, you know, just in general, okay, let's look at these numbers. And then also let's make sure we remember stuff. Probably number one thing people forget is healthcare. People forget that you have to pay for Medicare supplements and Medicare premiums and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then if you're going to retire pre-65, well, boy, you better really add up a bunch of money in there for taxes. So, yeah, once you've looked at all that stuff, You know, that's when you can really say, oh, okay, this is how much I need and this is how long my money's gonna last. And if it runs out when you're 95, that's probably more than okay. I mean, it's nicer to make it go past 100. But if it runs out when you're 75, well, ouch. Time to go back to the drawing board and rethink some stuff, some timing or how much you're saving and so forth. So, you know, that's really what an income plan does. And, you know, something we can do for you as a listener here, we can actually do that blueprint to worry less wealth where we do the income plan. Then we look at your investments and are they going to be able to put out that income? Then look at the tax ramifications between now and retirement and throughout retirement to see how can you lower your taxes for the rest of your life. And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we can have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we're not charging a planning fee. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about retiring today in today's environment, and interest rates are sort of a double-edged sword when it comes to the world of finances because they're really helpful for borrowers, but MarketWatch says that the low interest rates mean that, you know, it's going to take obviously more purchasing power to maintain your standard of living in retirement. So how do you help your retirees plan around the low interest rates in retirement, Eric?
Wow, yeah. When I was in college, I was working at Security Pacific Bank, which got eaten up by B of A. But I was shocked at one point because all of a sudden the savings accounts were no longer 5%. They'd been 5% for as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now, 0.01, right? Or something if you're lucky. And so, yeah, it's great for mortgages, horrible for bonds and putting money in the bank. Now, you need to have some money, liquid access. You need to have something that's there for, you know, that rainy day fund. So you still need to have some in the bank. Ideally, maybe put it in an online bank that earns a tiny bit more interest right now, but not much, but at least something more. Really, what you have to do, though, is if you're using the traditional part of what we call foundational money. So foundational money is stuff that doesn't go away. And so, you know, that's usually insurance companies, U.S. treasuries, or banks. U.S. treasuries are super, super low, and same with banks. So really, the only place to have some good guaranteed money now is insurance companies. And insurance companies, historically, they've paid about 1% to 2% higher than banks, and sadly, they still are. So 1% to 2% more than not much is still better. And, you know, it's still better than nothing, right? And so, you know, that's one place to be looking at. And really, the other part, reason people put money in bonds in their stock portfolio and their market money is, again, to have lower volatility. Well, guess what? Those bond rates are super low, too. And bonds go down, bond values go down when interest rates go up, or they go, you know, they flip side the other direction. Well, if we're already at zero pretty much, you know, there's no way for the bonds to jump up anymore in value because there's no way to lower the rates. So that means that all bonds are either going to earn nothing or lose value when rates go up. Well, that's a pretty awful dilemma, right?
Right.
For savers and investors in them. And so that's where some of these products that are from insurance companies that are foundational, they actually can pay a rate based on various stock indexes and then still protect you and guarantee your principal, actually even more protected than a bond would, truly guarantee it. So, you know, there are options out there. It's just you got to get a little bit more creative and just blindly doing an old school 60-40 fund or one of those target date funds. You may be missing the boat on how you can make some of that money on at least that bond side, earn a little bit more.
A CNBC survey says that about 42% of Americans say they really don't actively monitor their investments, to make sure that they're diversified. How do you help your retirees get to the bottom of what's going on with their portfolio?
Yeah, well, ostrich planning is not always the best, right?
Ostrich so, planning.
Yeah, sticking your head in the sand and hoping it's all okay. I remember in 08, 09 where some people just said, I just stopped opening my statements and now I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it. It's like, what?
you know.
Can't do that.
You know, just not going to the dentist anymore doesn't mean your teeth are going to be healthy. So what you really need to do is you need to find out what's going on, right? If you want to, you can actually go on wealthcreatorradio.com, and there's actually, when you click through to the wealthcreatorradio.com's page, you'll actually see a risk score questionnaire that you can take. But, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, what can you do and what are the options out there and where are you headed to, just give us a call and we can set up a time to talk. That's a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we just find out what's your worries, what's your concerns, and then we can go from there. But, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare.
That is country music legend George Jones with a pretty accurate description of how most of us want our retirement today. Eric, there's a new survey out that says about 60% of baby boomers who are still working right now plan to keep on working in retirement. They want to stay active and engaged. Do you have clients like that who are talking like that? And what is the reason behind keeping a job in retirement?
Well, I agree with the rocking chair part and the working part. The other part about the Medicare, you know, mm-hmm. people really do want that Medicare still.
I think so, too. So, that's exactly what I thought.
So actually, literally, one reason I have some clients working is just for that, is for healthcare.
Okay.
So some people, I've got one client that she retired up into Bend, Oregon, where a lot of, I think it's almost all half full of ex-Californians, and and she was working for HP in a pretty high stress kind of higher level job, and she just wanted some sort of office job that she could come in and go home and not check her email and not care, and that would give her health care. And it took her a little while actually to find one that she liked up there, but she did get it. And because the problem was she was only 58 when she retired, and the health insurance can be insanely expensive. I mean, at least $1,000 or more per person, until you hit that 65 magic Medicare number. I've got some other ones that, they've just worked at sporting events like, the arena for the Sharks or Levi Stadium and for all the concerts and events and sports. And, it's just something to get out of the house and have some fun and do some stuff. And then a lot of times it's also just, for things that they want to do, it can be a good way to go. The hard part is lots of times you may not be able to physically do it. And so the scary part is when people plan on making sure they're working and then all of a sudden they have some health issue that prevents them from working. So that'd be probably the biggest caution is you may think you're going to be able to work and make some money and not have to need as much, but you also might not be able to. So don't count on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't count on it. I mean, only do it if you want to, right? Don't have to have that income. Now, I want to talk about, for those people who do decide to keep working in retirement, how is that going to impact things like Social Security or Medicare?
So it depends on the age. That's the big, huge one. Mm-hmm. And so Social Security, massive, massive effect before your FRA, which is your full retirement account. And so right now, we're in the last year of everybody who's 66, where they get the Social Security, then it's starting to phase into 67. If you start working and you take Social Security early, meaning any time before that 66 or 67 age number, then you're going to have an earnings restriction. And it changes every year, so it's around $18,000 or so. And so what happens is if you make more than that from earned income, meaning stuff that, you know, that you're paying Social Security tax and Medicare tax on, then what they're going to do is for every $2 over that you make, you're going to lose $1 of Social Security. Well, for a lot of people, once you make probably, you know, 50,000-ish range, 60,000, you're going to probably have given back all of your Social Security, but locked in the penalty for starting early. Not good. So, yeah, you really don't want to be taking Social Security early before that. For Medicare, it really doesn't matter, except for there is Medicare premiums are based on your income. And so if all of a sudden you have too high of an income, then guess what? Your Medicare premiums may double, triple, or quadruple. So that's another little gotcha. It doesn't show up on your tax return. It's not technically a tax, but it's based on your income tax level. So smells like a duck, walks like a duck, right? So that's one of those things where, yeah, you also have to be very careful. So now the flip side, if you're 70 plus and you're still working, which I actually have a lot of clients that just love to work, or I swear one, I don't think his wife wants him home. So, you know, I think he has to keep working. One weird part about Social Security is once you're over 70, there is no reason to not take Social Security. I mean, you know, just get the money. But if you're replacing Social Security as your highest 35 years, if you're replacing this last year with a year from, you know, maybe you're a paper boy or whatever it was way back when, your Social Security could actually go up. When you're working past 70, because of what they're going to do is they're going to recalculate that all. And so it is a little bit interesting on how that all plays out.
So this is what you do. You help retirees every single day decide when would be the optimal time for them to claim their Social Security benefits. It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what we do is we build that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously part of the income plan is when to take Social Security, what tax ramifications you have of taking certain incomes or doing certain things at certain times. And then where else can you get the income from your investments? So really that all plays together. And so, you know, one thing is lots of times people say, well, I don't know if I should be doing the planning or if this is right for me or not. And, you know, really the big thing would be is just, you know, take 15 to 30 minutes of our time and we can, you know, be on a phone call or even a Zoom call and just, you know, find out what your concerns are, what your worries are. And then we can talk and go from there. But again, there's no cost for doing the actual phone call. And we'll actually even now do that blueprint showing you what path you're on today. Again, for the radio listeners, for no cost. And so that's something you want to take advantage of. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Turns out one of the biggest expenses that you need to prepare for in retirement is taxes. Do you recommend people just saving, having like an account for their taxes, or maybe are there some other strategies they could think about?
Well, I mean, it depends on what time frame. I mean, one thing is when people are first retiring, they're always freaked out. Okay, how do I pay taxes? Because I don't have withholding anymore. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you can withhold even on Social Security. You know, you can have money withheld anytime you're getting money out of your IRAs and other things. Now, the hard part is, like, I have one client who she doesn't get much Social Security, but luckily she bought some real estate a long time ago and she gets really good rental income. Well, there's no way to withhold on that rental income. So you may very well have to be filing quarterly payments where you have to send in that money every quarter. You really want to look at everything and see, okay, how am I invested? You know, what types of things should I be doing tax-wise? So, yeah, one is just the logistics of, you know, sending in the money. But the other big part is, you know, should you be doing a Roth conversion? Should you be taking money out and doing something different with it? And so lots of times people are just giving the horrible advice, often from CPAs and accountants, where they just say, oh, defer your tax. And, oh my gosh, now it's not 70 and a half, now it's 72. So you get even another year or two before you have to pay the tax on your IRAs and 401ks. Oh, well, that may be fine advice for this year or next year, but that could be horrible advice in the long run because you're going to go from a low bracket to a monster bracket once that all kicks in. So really, lots of times, the better answer is to be paying a little bit of tax now. Take some money from that tax deferred money if it's at a low bracket. And if you don't need more of it, and you still have, say, maybe $20,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, geez, take some money, convert it to Roth, and boom. Now that money is going to never be taxed again in your lifetime. And even whomever you leave it to will not pay the tax on that money. So, you know, let's get rid of the tax man as fast as we can. I mean, that has to be one of the big things going forward, because there is no politician that's talking about paying our bills. Nobody's talking about paying down the debt or having all these problems with Medicare and Social Security being underfunded. These aren't even being addressed by any political party. So, you know, that's one of those things where there is going to be a day of reckoning at some point. And so the more you put into Roth, the way more protected you'll be. You know, again, if you want to get actually a report about taxes and, you know, get a little bit more information about how taxes affect you and are you paying too much, we actually have a great other way that you can get a hold of that is by just texting the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right over to you. And of course, you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for lots more.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
1985, that is the year when we went back to the future for the very first time. And 35 years later, we're going to go back to 1985 on the Wealth Creator Radio Time Machine. Back to the Future was directed by Robert Zemeckis. And of course, Michael J. Fox was the star of the show. Eric, can you believe Michael J. Fox is 59?
Yeah, no, that is crazy.
I know.
He was so young then.
So young then. And to me, in my mind, he's still a teenager. But Marty McFly is almost at that age where he can start withdrawing from his retirement accounts. And he needs to be planning, right?
Definitely. I mean, this is the time to be planning for retirement for sure for somebody who's that age.
Right. Okay, so where were you in 1985? What were you up to?
Well, 1985, I was in high school, so, I was get a car and all that fun stuff, and I would always work some jobs, even if I wasn't 16. I was always working, painting houses or doing something, so that way I'd always have some money and something to spend things on and mostly buy records. Actually.
It is hard to believe that it was 35 years ago since we had the very first Live Aid concert, and Eric, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA that year, and American ears first heard this. Eric, what is that?
Yep, that's good old Super Mario Brothers.
And yeah,
I was playing my Atari back then for sure.
You were?
River Raid and some of those great Activision games.
Yeah, I mean, and the reason I'm doing this is because I do want to look back at some of the figures, financial figures from 1985. Listen to this, Eric. The Dow ended the year at 1,546. When you went to the movies back then, Eric, it was only $2.75 a ticket. When you mailed a letter, it was 22 cents. And the average cost of a brand new home, $89,330. However, the interest rate on mortgages hovered around 11.6%. And then finally, get this, back in 1985, to put this all in perspective, the annual income was $22,100. To put this into perspective, Eric, that's less than the federal poverty level for a family of four today. Can you believe that?
Things have definitely changed.
Yeah, 35 years. A lot of things can happen. I think if I went into the bank today to get a mortgage and they told me it was a double-digit rate, I'd definitely turn around and walk out the door. But when you think about it, a lot of people who are close to retiring, back in 85, they were buying their first house. But interest rates are lower now. So, Eric, do you think that buying a home now in retirement would maybe be a good idea? Maybe they buy a vacation house now? What do you think? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, obviously, it depends on the need and cost. I mean, the hard part is lots of times people, you know, they want to have that vacation house someplace, but they don't necessarily always calculate all those hidden costs in it. And obviously, interest rates are way better than they were back then. But it also sucks because your savings account rate is way, way, way lower.
True.
Back then, most savings accounts were around 5%. So, so it's good on owing money. It's bad on trying to save it, right? So that's the hard part is really when you're talking about buying a house or changing homes in retirement, there's a lot to play, goes into play in terms of calculating that all out. It's one thing if it's just, you're moving to your ideal location. It's a different one if you're trying to buy that vacation house, because a lot of times people fix them up too much. They spend too much money on them. And then all of a sudden they've burned through a lot more cash than they planned. And if they're not renting it, then it's really bad because now it's just a money pit and without any revenue. So can be good, can be bad, but you got to make sure you got a plan first.
Right. And I would think that if I would buy a vacation home, even though I wouldn't want other people living there while I was gone, it seems like that would be the best way to do it. So you could, earn some money while you're not there. Anybody who did start their career back in 85, that was about me. I think I had already started, actually. But they're likely to be seriously thinking about retirement. And so when you look at retirement, working for 35 years is a long time. If you look back, they've worked for about that long. It's also a long time to be retired, and we are seeing this now. Eric, you're telling us retirements are lasting several decades. It's just way more common than it used to be. How do you help people plan for that?
Well, of course, back then, literally IRAs were a new thing. 401ks were just being added. And then the company was able to get rid of this thing that was, you don't want this. It's just a pension. You don't want that income for life, right? Here, we'll give you a 401k and you get to control it and we'll give you a match on your money. So much better than the pension, right? Now we know the truth was not that at all, unfortunately. The pension was a way better deal. And, so now, you don't have that pension like a lot of people retiring back in the 80s did. Now you've probably worked at, five, six, seven companies over your career, not one or two like a lot of people did back then. And so, now, you're having to figure out how to keep that money lasting. And, Social Security is helpful, but it's not going to be the only thing that's going to be able to get you through retirement. So, then you need to have some income. I mean, you really need to make sure you have that income going for the rest of your life. And so, that's the hard part, I think, is a lot of people don't really do that much planning. I mean, the retirement planning industry actually kind of really got started back in the 80s. I mean, it was mostly just people back then just selling products. It wasn't as much formality in terms of a process and everything else. So, even the financial planning industry has come light years away from where it was 35 years ago. But also now it's even more critical than ever because, it's all you. There's nobody else that's going to take care of you, unfortunately, in retirement anymore. It's not going to be your big, Big Blue, as it used to be called, for IBM or all these other places that would give you that pension. Now it's you making sure that you make that money last.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So much has changed over the last 35 years. And the fact that retirements are lasting so much longer than our parents and our grandparents.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, one of the things that I just think is kind of funny now is I remember being amazed that my grandpa rafted the Colorado at age 63. I think now that, you know, like I remember a while back, there was some lady who was 99 and, you know, parachuted out of a plane that made news.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you have to be over probably 95 to do something impressive physical feat to get to be a big deal now. But where those things were big deals and people in their 60s, you know, and now that's. Yeah, so what?
That's my age. I'm like, I could do that. You know, I'm 60. What? Just turned 61. Ah, hate to admit that. So, but yeah, that's my age.
So yeah, I mean, a lot of this has changed. And so, you know, one of the things you have to do now for yourself is make sure you're doing the planning. And it's nobody else that's going to do it anymore. Sorry.
It's okay.
And so, you know, really that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is we really help people, you know, figure out, okay, how can I put this all together and into some sort of cohesive plan? How do I make sure that, you know, I don't run out of money? That's the number one fear for everybody. What happens to me for long-term care and home health costs? That used to be not a big deal back 35 years ago. Now it's such a huge cost and expense that, you know, you have to do something to prevent that from taking all your money. So again, you know, there's really five areas that you want to look at: income planning, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can help you with. For callers today, we're not charging any fee or any cost. We really want you just to get this information. We'll have a discovery visit where we'll go over what's your concerns, and then we'll show you what path you're on, what plan you have right now. Even if you don't really have a plan written, we'll show you what you do have, and then we'll tell you what issues there are and how you should fix them. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you gotta do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio, but we do have one last flashback to 1985. Columbia Records released We Are the World to help raise money for famine relief in Africa.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So we've come to the time in our show, Eric, when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. This is always a great lesson. I love to hear how something can work out for the best. So what do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, this is actually a little bit different because it's kind of not exactly his wealth success story, but he basically, his mom was a client of mine, and she in the early 80s worked for this, you know, small place in Cupertino called Apple.
Oh.
You know, and she ended up keeping some shares, and you know, those got to be, of course, insanely valuable. And when she passed away, her two kids got some money, and one was taking care of his dad and up in Oregon. And so he was living pretty simply. He didn't, you know, he bought a truck. But other than that, you know, he wasn't cashing in everything and going crazy spending. And, you know, what we did is we started diversifying that out, locking in some of that money, protecting a lot of that money as Apple would rise. You know, we'd have some stop losses. So if the stock dropped too much, it would trigger a sale. So that way we'd lock in some of those gains. And now he's actually buying a really nice house for cash. And, you know, he's going to have a little river going through the back of his property and all this other stuff. And, you know, but he's able to do this mainly because he didn't go crazy when he inherited that money. And sadly enough, most people, when they inherit that money, there's all sorts of stats that show that most of that inheritance is pretty much gone within a year or two or three. And, you know, he didn't do that. He was being very smart with his money, still is. He's in his 50s and he doesn't really need to have a financial worry for the rest of his life because of the way we've set up the plan and because he didn't go crazy spending. So, you know, that's one way to do things is, you know, not be crazy.
Don't go crazy.
Don't be going to buy the Ferrari and all the others, you know, and, you know, buying the newest and latest, all the electronics that you're going to, you know, all be useless in three or four years, right? So,
right.
There is so many people preying on the fear out there right now. It has gotten crazy. I mean, I literally had a client ask me about this this crash insurance, and I'm like, there's no such thing as a stock market crash insurance. So, you know, obviously then they also were trying to sell you this, you know, newsletter and then sell you this other thing. And so, you know, and if people are making all this money off of just selling you stuff to supposedly give you great financial advice, how great is their advice? Because shouldn't they be super wealthy and not need to be selling you that stuff?
True.
If their advice is that good. So, but again, if that's something you want to talk about, if you want to figure out what should you be doing today, again, give us a call and we'll set up that time, that free consultation, that 15-30 minute phone call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can follow us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always have Alexa or Google play Wealth Creator Radio and listen to us that way or find us on podcasts. Thanks a lot for listening.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.